This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking. Good to be with you. And I have a message from the Bible again today. I want to read in the Gospel by John and chapter 3. John chapter 3. I want to read from verse 18 to verse 21. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ in conversation with Nicodemus, a religious leader of the Jews. And he says, verse 18, "He who believes in him," that is himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, "is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God." We want to continue our thoughts today from these verses in John chapter 3. We've been thinking of the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus, and we thought about how he said that he would be lifted up, and that is a reference to his being lifted up on the cross at Calvary, lifted up to die for others that they could be saved. And just as Moses in the Old Testament lifted up the serpent to bring healing to all those who would look up at it, so he would be lifted up, and he was lifted up to die at Calvary's cross, so that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. And we've also thought from John 3 and verse 17 about Christ being the sent one, and the reason why he was sent, not for judgment but for salvation. And last time we thought of John 3 and verse 18, where we have the contrast between believers and unbelievers. And I want to just go back there today and follow on a little about believers and unbelievers, and think about light and darkness. Now, we read in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 that there is no condemnation. That means that there is no judgment to those who are in Christ Jesus. And we thought about that the last time, when we thought about the judgment having happened already. Whenever Christ was judged, he was judged at the cross. Now, here we are thinking of light and darkness in this little section of John chapter 3. And we know from various scriptures that Christ himself is the light. I think of his own words in chapter 8 of John and verse 12, where he says, "I am the light of the world." In chapter 1 of John and verse 5, we read about him coming into the world. And before his coming, the world was dark. But when he came here, he brought the light into the world, for he himself was the light, and his light was shining. We read in John 1 and verse 5 that the light was shining in the darkness. And in verse 9 of John 1, it says how that light was giving light to every man coming into the world. And so we remember what the world was like. It was a sinful world. It was a dark world. But Christ came. He's the light. And we think of the great blessings that he brought to so many when he was here in the world. And as we read through Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, we read of the wonderful things that he did when he was here in the world. But he didn't only come to be a great teacher. He didn't only come to be a miracle worker. There was a more important reason. He came to be the Savior of the world. And it is very unusual. It is indeed a very unique thing to think about him who was the light of the world, who actually experienced the darkness. As we think of the scene of his crucifixion, we know that he was crucified. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning. And he was on the cross for approximately 6 hours, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But at 12 o'clock midday, something happened that never happens in the middle of the day. There was a darkness. There was a unique darkness that covered the whole earth at that time. And there was Christ himself, the light of the world, and he went into that unique darkness at Calvary. As we read of the whole crucifixion scene of the 6 hour period, we read of different things that were said by different people. But for that 3 hour period between 12 and 3 in the afternoon, there's only one voice that we hear. And there's only one sentence that we hear. And it's even translated for us in the New Testament in the words that he spoke, where he said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," translated as, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was the light of the world, but there he was in the darkness of the cross of Calvary. And why was it so? It was so that those who are in the spiritual darkness of sin can leave that darkness and come into the light. And that has happened because Paul says to the Ephesian believers, Ephesians 5 and verse 8, "You were once darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And so we think of the contrasts today between light and darkness. And indeed, these two things are contrasting things. We do not have the two together. We think of coming into a dark room and we put on the switch of the light. Well, whenever the light comes on, the darkness disappears. So we ask ourselves the question, are we still in our natural sinful condition of darkness, or have we left the darkness of sin and come into the light? We read here in verse 19 of John 3 that men loved darkness rather than light. Very sad. And even more so in the following verse, not just that men love darkness rather than light, but verse 20 tells us that men hate the light because they love the darkness. They love their sins. And it's a very serious thing to be a sinner because we know that the sins of unbelievers will eventually be exposed on the day of judgment. And we read of that in Revelation chapter 20. There we read about books being opened with the deeds of the lives of the sinners being exposed to be seen by the person themselves. And so the light exposes, and the light will expose. What a serious day that will be. But we also read of believers who practice the truth and are glad that the light commands. We find that in verse 21. So today's little message is about the light and the darkness. And we question ourselves today as to where we stand. Are we in the darkness, or are we in the light? And if we are still in the darkness up until today, what a wonderful thing it is that we can leave that position and we can leave that condition behind and we can come into the light. As we find with the Ephesian believers, that at one time they were in the darkness and at one time they were darkness, but now they are light in the Lord. And we also read in the New Testament of believers who have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and have been put, they have been translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. What a wonderful thing, and what a wonderful person is the Son of God, the light of the world. And so we can leave the darkness and come into the light and ultimately dwell in the light of his presence in heaven eternally. Thank you for listening today. If you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. That is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.